We've been talking a bit about the news today that Dr. G. Yunupingu has very sadly passed away unexpectedly and at the age of just 46. Wanted to talk a little bit, and I've got Andrew Cadore, 2SER's music director, in just about the legacy he's leaving. Andrew, good morning.
Morning. How are you?
I'm really good. Now, not just a musical legacy as well, of course, but he was a leader of his communities and cultures. Well,
that's right. I mean, an Indigenous musician with the profile of Dr. G. Yunupingu is not just a musician. He's a community leader and a representative of his Indigenous culture. And he did it on a bigger scale than anyone ever has before him. I mean, when his album came out, his first one in 2008, he did it in this incredible way. His style just blended Australian Indigenous culture and folk and gospel in the most unique way. And so if you don't know the history of Dr. G. Yunupingu, he was born on Elcho Island, and he first got interested in music and singing when he joined the mission choir there, where he started to sing standard hymns such as Amazing Grace. And he also developed an interest in Western pop. He was a fan of Cliff Richard.
Really?
Which you can see in the purity of his voice, Stevie Wonder, which you can see in the soul of his music, and Dire Straits. And I actually think that you can see that in the guitar playing that he had. He had this really long, loping, beautiful, folky style of guitar playing, which I just thought was absolutely transcendent and transfixing as well. So he came out with this album in 2008, and he had lyrics that looked at clan traditions and beliefs and brought them to the world in a way that I think only Yothu Yindu had done, but on a much smaller scale, 20 years prior. It takes that long for this cycle to take place where a musician from that region comes up and shows the world all about Indigenous culture. And interestingly enough, Dr. G. Yunupingu joined Yothu Yindi at the age of 18.
Really?
And was a part of Yothu Yindi when Treaty was a hit record. And then by the age but when he got older, he met up with a fellow called Michael Honan, who was from the Northern Territory. He is a white music teacher who was given a brief to encourage Indigenous musicians to record and make music. And that's where he met Dr. G. Yunupingu. He formed a band featuring Dr. G. Yunupingu and then saw that he should make a solo album. And that's really where it all began for Dr. G. Yunupingu back in 2008 with this solo album, which went on to sell 500,000 copies.
It was an incredibly influential album.
That's right. I mean, he went on to sing for the Queen and Barack Obama. And Quincy Jones praised him as having one of the most unique and emotional voices that he's ever heard. So you know how someone like Dr. G. Yunupingu cuts through when you are making those kinds of impressions the world over. So it is incredibly sad news. And as we know, the music community is feeling this in such vast ways, because you've got Peter Garrett tweeting, you've got AB Original tweeting, and you can see just how these two disparate types who come together because of Indigenous issues in their own way are really touched by this incredibly sad news.
It very much so. And I think Peter Garrett said it best. At 46, there was so much left in him to give.
There was. 46 is unbelievably young for anyone to be taken from this world. So, yeah, it's incredibly sad news. In fact, I haven't hardly processed this since waking up this morning.
Same. Now, look, I thank you very much, by the way, for that. I thought we might go out, actually. You mentioned Amazing Grace. He recorded that with Paul Kelly, I think. When was that?
2015. He came out with an album called The Gospel Album, which reflected his time in the choir and sung a lot of these songs that he originally learnt in the choir and developed his love of singing and, obviously, that incredible voice.
Well, let's go out with Amazing Grace from that right now. This is Yunupingu and Paul Kelly.
Thank you, Nick.